Listening to my inner self, I am guided rightly. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Listening to my inner self, I am guided rightly. The little voice within, we oftentimes call it our conscience. The little voice within that speaks to us and says, hey, do this, do that. Be creative, be imaginative, be fantastic, be remarkable, be outstanding. And we oftentimes say to that little voice, oh, sure, I should be outstanding. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be outstanding, to be so super and so magical, you know? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to do that? And it is. It is wonderful, and we are able to do that. And we can do that. But do you want to do that? Do you want to be who you really are? Do I want to be who I really am? Do I listen to my inner self and allow myself to be guided rightly? I can. The voice comes to me and says, hey, why don't you get up to the house a little earlier today, up to the monastery, and give them a hand and sort of put things in order. Go and sweep the sidewalk. Go up there and mow the lawn. Go up there and rake the leaves. Go up there and wash the windows. My gosh, I have so many other things I want to do. Yeah, why don't you just do that? What do you think would happen? Well, I'll tell you what happened. I go up to the monastery, and I arrived about 10 minutes early before breakfast every day. And when I come up there, who do I see outside but Ellen, who is the CEO and the head of the whole organization here, running everything. And what is she doing? She's sweeping the patio. She's sweeping the steps. She's sweeping the driveway. She's sweeping the staircase that goes up to the swimming pool. She's taking care of all these little details. And another day, what am I seeing her doing? There she is, washing one window at a time and doing as many as it's comfortable to do, and then when it's time for breakfast, she just stops, and she's perfectly content. And another day, she's got the vacuum cleaner out, and she's vacuuming the floor and cleaning up the carpeting and straightening things up. And what's she doing another day? Another day, she's out picking some flowers to put on the table to make the table so lovely and so beautiful. And what do? I just get there in time. I just get there in time. I come rushing in from my walk around the property, or I come rushing in from making up the talks and putting them on the internet and getting there just at the last minute. And, well, my goodness, is that fair? Why don't I do some of these nice things like Ellen does? Why don't I do some of the nice things like Sylvia does when Sylvia comes up and she makes the breakfast so beautifully and Ingeborg sets the table and gets everything so in order, and Sylvia makes the breakfast and sets up the breakfast goodies and the lunch goodies and does everything so thoughtful, so loving and so kind. Every time she does anything, she does it with a big open heart which says, hey, I'm happy to do this. This is fun to do. This makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I'm doing something wonderful. She's listening to that inner self, and she's guided rightly. Ingeborg's listening to her inner self, and she's guided rightly, too. And I'm listening to my inner self, and I'm guided rightly, too. But as I'm guided rightly, do I really follow what I'm guided to do? Or do I sort of hesitate? Do I sort of wonder, should I do this or should I not? What is it that is really important for me to do? Well, we sometimes allow ourselves to get out of focus a little bit. And as we get out of focus, we forget what our real values are, what our real direction is, and what is really important for us to do. But we don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. We can listen to the inner self and be guided rightly. Today I make it my decision to listen to my inner self and be guided rightly. Oh, I may not do the things that other people do, but I do the things that I do, the things that make me happy, the things that make me feel just wonderful, the things that make me feel uplifted and fulfilled, the things that, that make me feel that I am really contributing something wonderful to my life. Yes? It's a wonderful opportunity for me to contribute something wonderful to my life. And what is it I'm contributing wonderful to my life? Am I contributing happiness, joy, peace, harmony, right action, truth? Am I contributing all of the goodness that I am? Or am I contributing confusion? Am I contributing a feeling of not knowing what I'm supposed to be doing? What are you contributing? Well, I don't really care what you're contributing. I only care what I'm contributing. And what I'm contributing is unconditional love. I contribute unconditional love, total happiness, total peace, total goodness. And this unconditional love, that's always a very tough one to think about. But this unconditional love is the idea that says, hey, I listen to my inner voice and I am guided rightly. I listen to my inner self and I'm guided rightly. No matter what that inner self may want to tell me, no matter what that inner self may say to me that is important for me to do right now, I listen to it. And it might surprise me sometimes because it'll give me insights into a blessing that I can be in my world and in the world of all those around me, if I let it. And today, I let it. I let that inner voice be my total voice of saying, go for it. Be unconditionally loving. Do beautiful things for everyone. And watch the magic of what those things are come forth in your life as something very, very special. Yes, I listen to my inner self, and I am guided rightly. I may not sweep the patio, but there are thousands of other things that allow me to show the world how excited I am about being here now. Try it out and see what fun it is, because truly it is lots of fun. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.